With summer drawing to a close this Labor Day weekend, we invite you to join us for our last cookout of the season. This week, we have a special guest chef.
Yep, it's me. Hand me that spatula.
We're going to play an interview of Brooks, in which she made the then president of CNN squirm in his seat. And we can't confirm this in any way, but after this thing aired, we couldn't book another guest from CNN for years. Here's a story. Back in 2005, a huge news event was breaking, and CNN was all over it. Here's The Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
This weekend, obviously, everybody was talking about this Jennifer Wilbanks of Duluth, Georgia. She's a young woman, private citizen. Went missing a couple of days before her wedding. The family wasn't speaking to the media, but that didn't stop anybody.
Coming up, does Jennifer have enemies, jealous ex-boyfriends, and as her fiancé, is he going to take that polygraph test?
Originally, the fiancé had agreed at the beginning of the investigation that he would be willing to take a polygraph test. Why is he hedging?
Do you consider him or anyone else suspicious?
When Jennifer Wilbanks got cold feet, she made tabloid headlines and left tracks all over the cable news channels, including CNN, which covered her day and night for a week. Coincidentally, the network's new president, Jonathan Klein, had just months before been promising more rigorous journalism and less sensationalism. So we called him up.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So shortly after you took over as president of CNN, you said you wanted fewer, quote, headbutting festivals of the crossfire variety and more reporting of the news. So you're now 5 months into the job, still committed to that strategy?
Oh, yeah, more than ever. You know, the public are bombarded with headlines, so they have a sense that they know what's going on. But in fact, there's a huge gap between awareness and real knowledge. And there aren't too many outlets that will close that gap. Well, that's what we aspire to do at CNN. We've got the resources to do it. We've got people all over the world. The real key is execution, you know, living up to it and resisting the urge to stray.
Now, you were quoted as saying that CNN will do more roll-up-your-sleeves storytelling with provocative, character-driven narratives. Give me a sense of the kind of stories you're talking about.
Oh, we've done all sorts of things. Anderson Cooper went to Lebanon and Syria to really chart the birth of democracy there. Frank Sesno went to Germany to report a story on Hitler's secret family history. We had six different reporters spend a couple of months looking into teen driving and why statistics actually have improved as far as safety in the past year. And so we're running the gamut.
Well, let's talk about the other end of that gamut then. Let's talk about Monday, May 2nd. CNN Daybreak, The Rundown had Runaway Bride, American Morning, Runaway Bride could face criminal charges. Live from CNN, Runaway Bride back home, Crossfire, should Runaway Bride face charges? Anderson Cooper, Paula Zahn, Larry King, Aaron Brown, all of them devoted at least part of their program to Jennifer Wilbanks, the Runaway Bride. And Jonathan, I have to ask you, does this fit into the roll-up-your-sleeves storytelling that you have in mind?
Well, sure. I mean, the New York Times covered the Runaway Bride, too, and I'm sure I heard a story about it on NPR.
It was way buried in the New York Times.
Well, we can quibble over degree, but what you will see more and more of is CNN focusing its resources on any given day around a few big stories while we continue to cover everything else as well. But one of our problems was before we were spread too thin. We would do a little bit about a lot of things, but none of it was very satisfying. It was all very headliney and surfacey. So instead, we're going to, on a regular basis, choose a story that we think is important or interesting. We were the first to throw all of our resources against the Schiavo story, and we really put that story on the national agenda. And then we rolled up our sleeves and went down to Pinellas Park. And we went out to Tallahassee and got exclusive interviews with Jeb Bush.
We can quibble about the importance of the Schiavo case. I don't want to, but I don't think it's a quibble to talk about the degree of coverage and the fact that there was some coverage of the Runaway Bride in the New York Times in a discrete story or two is quite different from what CNN did. A few years ago, we spoke to one of your predecessors, Walter Isaacson. He said some things in 2001 very similar to what you're saying now, more news and reporting, less shouting and soap operas. In fact, Bob read him a list almost identical to the one I just read you, with the words Chandra Levy substituting for Runaway Bride. And
right.
Is the lesson here that cable news simply operates at a level of inertia and entropy that no one can change, that you throw blanket coverage at a story that really doesn't merit it?
No, if you were listening to me, Brooke, you would have heard me say that on some days, that story that we decide to focus on will be the Runaway Bride. On other days, the story will be the spread of democracy in Lebanon. We looked around. We didn't see any other network anchor in Lebanon. And then we went to Syria, and we didn't find any network anchor there either. Now, you could criticize us for covering that story too heavily as well.
But are you saying that CNN's coverage of the Runaway Bride was an appropriate amount of coverage?
Oh, for sure. It was a fascinating story that had left a lot of questions unanswered. What drove her to this? Is this a crime?
Jonathan, people disappear every day. It didn't become a story in the eyes of viewers until this seemed to take center stage on all the cable networks.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm a big believer that there's nothing innate about the medium that says it must take one road or another. It doesn't have to be high road or low road. And so sometimes it's going to be Lebanon and Syria and Baghdad, and sometimes it's going to be the 30th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. Sometimes it's going to be the Runaway Bride.
It seems to me that for the purposes of our discussion, you keep equating stories like Lebanon, which need no justification, with a weird little blip of a story like the Runaway Bride, which actually does need some justification.
Well, and yet that's possibly a pretty elitist thing to say, because I don't know that you can say that one story needs justification and one doesn't. Who are you to argue with the people who flock to watch one story and not the other? The reason that I keep bringing up Lebanon and Syria is because our coverage of those stories and the tsunami and the Iraq elections are as indicative of the kind of work and journalism that CNN ought to be known for as one day in which we covered the Runaway Bride. I mean, I'm sorry that you didn't like it. But if you like the rest of what we've done for the last 5 months, then I feel okay. Because I think over time we prove out and are getting even better at being worth the attention of our audience. And yeah, sometimes they'll disagree with it. Sometimes you personally will disagree with it, Brooke. But, you know, maybe you need to get more in sync with what viewers out there want to know about.
And you didn't cover it because you were afraid people would turn to Fox.
No, we really, and I'm glad you bring that up. I mean, because it's a fair question. Yes, we're in a competitive environment, but one area we've been very successful in is making our own decisions and not worrying what those other guys are doing. I mean, they do talk radio and we do reporting. We lose far more people to the broadcast networks and to the internet than we do to Fox News.
Jonathan Klein, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a case of cold feet. It was just a private investigation. Ms. Wilbanks ran off to Albuquerque by way of Las Vegas. It was a little embarrassing for her, but thankfully not a tragedy. There was no story there. I'm sorry, CNN, you're going to keep this thing going? You have an update for us?
Can you give us an idea? I know the towel's over her head, but what is your sense of her state of mind right now?
And so ends our Bob's Grill series for this August. We hope you enjoyed it and that you went to iTunes and left us reviews and shared links on various social media platforms, etc., etc., etc. We'll be serving up our usual fare this week and every week. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Garfield.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.